Terry Lee and some of his friends are trying to escape from the Chinese town of Yankuk, trying to go down the river past the invader lines where they can find greater safety. In Yankuk, they have been through bombing raids and many dangers. But in today's transcribed adventure, they face a more direct threat, as you will see in just a moment. Terry and the Parrots is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Kids, supposing you saw an airplane zooming along up in the sky, a low-wing monoplane with a long nose and a single fin and rudder. Would you know what it was? Well, you would if you'd sent for Terry's airplane spotter. Those are some of the points that identify a Curtiss P-40, the plane the RAF calls the Tomahawk. Now, you'll sure get a kick out of identifying planes like that, and you can do it all right once you get your airplane spotter. Everybody who listens to Terry and the Pirates knows what a grand thing that spotter is, how it gives you just the dope you need to identify different planes. 16 ships, world-famous warplanes, are pictured and described in this tricky spotter device. The Flying Fortress, the Air Cobra, the Spitfire, the Stuka, the Messerschmitt, they're all there, along with lots of others. Right now, Libby is making a very special offer on Terry's airplane spotter. You, as a friend of Dudes and Terry's, can get one for just 10 cents and two Libby's labels. There's an offer you sure don't want to miss. So send for the airplane spotter now at once. You know, it's easy to get two Libby's tomato juice labels. Maybe your mother has some already in the house. If she hasn't, she'll be glad to get some because Libby's tomato juice is a drink your whole family will enjoy. A grand-tasting juice that's rich in vitamins. So ask Mother for the Libby's tomato juice labels, two of them, and then you rustle up a dime. Send the labels and a dime with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry in care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, in Chicago. You're sure going to have the time of your life when your airplane spotter comes. And now, Terry and the Pirates. An airplane spotter such as Terry invented is a fine thing to have and use in day or night. But now Terry finds himself in a spot where nothing can help him. He and Dude Hennick have put April Kane, Mr. Smythe Heatherstone, and Slugger Dunn aboard a Chinese junk. It is well after midnight, and the Chinese boatman has pulled the craft out into midstream. They have left Yankuk behind. But the steamy, rainy night makes it difficult to see what lies ahead. Slugger Dunn is asleep, hidden under a straw matting, and April is below decks in a tiny cabin. The Englishman, Smythe Heatherstone, crouches in the stern of the boat. Nobody knows if the invader is close at hand or not, but as Terry and Dude Hennick peered into the darkness, there was a shot.
What was that? Somebody evidently sees a lot better in the dark than we do.
Well, maybe it wasn't intended for us, dude.
No, maybe not. Bullets don't care who they hit, worse luck. You speak English, Chop Chop?
Nipponese is shooting. Bomb boat is pushing long side. Nipponese have look see.
Uh-oh, not so good, huh?
Invader one. Nipponese stop bomb boat for look see. Shooting to stop.
Yeah, I get it. Well, if we let anybody board this tub, we're as good as gone.
Must be a river patrol boat, huh, out there in the dark. We haven't got a light showing. How could they know where we are?
Well, they could fix that all right. I've seen these river patrols work before. See, they string a line across the river, and they sit on the riverbank and wait. When a boat trips the line, it makes a signal, and the boys get busy. We'll run into another line in a moment. If we're very lucky, and we're not.
What do? Come alongside and board the junk?
Usually. I asked about that before we left Yankuk. Sometimes they pay no attention to the native fishermen. Other times they... Well, you figure it out, Terry. What's a boat like this doing on the river at this time of night?
Yeah, I see what you mean, but what are we going to do? We don't know which way to turn.
Uh-oh. Moon's up. I'll bet on it. Hey, break out those rifles, Terry. Wake up Slugger Dunn. Tell Smythe Heatherstone to grab a gun and let's stand by for trouble. We can't give up. If we do, we're gone gargling. Not in all of you, listen. If the invader doesn't try to board this boat, we won't make any trouble. But if he does, if a squad of those monkeys bothers us, we'll fight. You understand? Now listen, you, Terry. You're done. Mr. Smythe Heatherstone.
The Chinese who runs this craft, he is known to the soldiers, to the patrol along here. He carries supplies. Then they let him pass, okay, and...
There's a light.
Yeah, it's a searchlight. Duck down, all of it. Behind these crates.
Okay.
Trying to pick them up.
You will come with us to come for a long time. This is without patrol. You shall go back.
You will see this so that I may understand from the report. Me, young face's voice. My gunboat put on river with supplies.
What manner of supplies does your miserable craft carry?
It is cargo in boxes, honorable officer. Young Gup, he knows the interior.
A strange hour to be on the river.
Hello, it is long, Botan. Tide from sea is high at the full moon.
You need not educate me, Pig. I am aware of the ebb tide or I would not be on the river in this weather. Where is this cargo destined for?
Name is on boxes, honorable officer. It is for soldier once downriver.
Is that peculiar that you have no crew?
At last, all help is gone to war, honorable officer. Jumkup is forced to employ his two hands many times.
You lie to a superior being. You cannot handle a cargo such as this alone. Where does this floating pig pen come from?
From what remains of young Cook?
Listen to me, fool. Do you know the penalty for smuggling?
It is cargo for your soul.
I do not refer to that. I refer to the penalty of death for smuggling foreign devils to ports of vessel.
Dull as I am, honorable one, I am aware of your extreme displeasure at the idea. The word of young Cup has the approval of illustrious ancestors. Young Cup begs permission to resume unhappy journey.
You shall stay where you are until I examine your craft.
The moon tide at sea to this miserable tub. Would it not save time if the honorable officer one brought his entire crew aboard to search?
It shall be done. The sooner to remove ourselves from this ugly river. Anna, that is so clear. That's here.
There couldn't be more than 5 men aboard that patrol boat. They all come aboard and we'll pack on.
I'll tell Slugger, Mr. Slimehurst, on what to do.
Okay, but no shooting. You hear me?
Okay, you.
They'll wait until they're all on deck. 2 of us will go to the left around these boxes, and 2 will go the other way.
My men will search your boat. You will hold our patrol craft close to this junk. If you let it drift away, your neck will pay the price. Here, take this line.
It shall be as you say. Young Cup will remain a passive listener to your words of wisdom. I trust you will find nothing to cause you unhappiness.
We shall say, come on, cycle along. Set the boat. Be quick. Now, I shall remain here with this idiot. I do not trust him. What was that?
I heard nothing unusual. The rain is vulgar and destroys sound.
I thought I heard strange sounds in the darkness of this boat.
The only strange sound you will hear aboard this ancient vessel is your own voice. Long lasting has my prayer been that I might meet you on such an ugly night.
What is this, sir?
The devil is aboard tonight, and I have caught him by the horn.
You are a fool, young God. Take that gun from my stomach.
The vulgar are hard to serve. You, like your men, are about to die.
You will not dare to kill me. I am an officer of the Imperial Force.
Rotten wood cannot be carved. I advise you to contain yourself. A flattering movement of your hands will cut short a life already much too long.
I am not afraid to die, but you shall die with me.
I have warned you that you cannot...
I am Captain Andrew Mataguchi, and I shall never permit the miserable Kure to dominate my action.
You all right, Perry?
Yeah. But what's wrong down at the stern? That shot. You told young Gup there was to be no shooting.
Now, I'll go down and see what's wrong. You and Slugger and Spire Heatherstone look after the prisoners. I hope nothing's happened to young Gup. That you, young Gup?
It is well that you are here. I regret that I caused disturbance with fire weapons, but love of daring inflamed my poverty and anger. Let me...
Well, what'd you do? I heard a shot.
This is not first time, nor will it be last time invaders try to swallow that which is too big for them. I am China. I do not wish to be swallowed. The man from the island kingdom is no more.
I see. Well, I see what you mean.
The other invaders, have they been silent?
Yeah. They can't kick, but they're still alive.
You Americans are kind to an enemy who would destroy you.
Yeah, I know, but we got ideas just like you have, young Gup. We'll win, and so will China, both in our own ways.
If you have subdued the enemy, what is your plan, sir?
Well, we'll put those invader soldiers aboard the patrol boat, and we'll go aboard ourselves.
The woman, too. She is young for such scenes of violence.
No, we won't take April. You'd better take her downstream, Yumgut, and we'll follow in the patrol boat. Taranak can run it. There's a motor in it and a machine gun so that we can disperse the enemy.
Well, dude, it's been a busy night's work, I'd say.
Yeah, but I've seen lots worse. Those four soldiers down there below deck were subdued a lot quicker than I thought they'd be.
Yeah, and Yumgut took care of their boss, and here we are. I never thought I'd be going down a river at the wheel of a Nipponese patrol boat.
With the dawn coming up like thunder across the bay? And did I. Hey, can you see Yumgut's boat?
Yeah, we're right ahead of it. Yeah, I can see Slugger and Spy Featherstone in the bow.
Any sign of April?
No, she's below deck, sleeping, I guess. Hey, this is okay, huh? I mean, we're in charge of an invader river boat, and as long as we let this invader flag fly, nobody's going to stop us.
Yeah, and that machine gun above the cabin's a little bit okay, too.
Yeah, we shouldn't have any trouble from here on in. Well, we got four prisoners, a captured patrol launch, who helped April Slugger and Heatherstone to escape, and Yumgut bagged himself an
officer. Hey, listen, did you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, over there, dude. It's a spot in the plane.
Yeah, a good spot I could tell what they are, Terry. Well, I got this motor on.
Yeah, they're allied planes. Bombers with an escort of fighter planes.
Perfect.
Hey, this is luck.
Is it? I'm not so sure. Look, a couple of fighter planes are peeling off. They're coming down here for a look-see.
Well, we're Americans.
Yeah, but how do the pilots know that? All they can see is the invader flag. No, Terry, we're in for a bit of trouble and from our own planes, too. We better think fast.
Yes, it's going to be difficult to warn the American pilots that this patrol boat is in the hands of Terry and Dude. It's one thing to be a super spotter, but another thing to warn the planes not to fire on you. Well, kids, any boy or girl who listens to this show sure ought to have an airplane spotter. But, says you, can any boy or girl get an airplane spotter? And the answer is yes. You yourself can have a spotter just like Terry's. It's made of two cardboard discs, just like his. And you can whirl them and see different planes come up to be identified. Now, those planes, and there are 16 of them, include British, Jap, and German ships, as well as lots of our own. And you not only see pictures of them, you get all the dope on how to tell them apart. Now, believe me, it's fascinating and mighty useful, too, in days like these. You'll sure have the other kids all envying you when you get your airplane spotter. How about it? Well, just send two Libby's tomato juice labels with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. That's absolutely all you do to get an airplane spotter such as you've never seen before. So send for it at once. And, of course, be sure to send your name and address along with two Libby's tomato juice labels and one dime. For victory, buy United States war bonds and stamps. There's sure to be plenty of that good old Terry-type excitement in the next transcribed adventure, with planes and boats and prisoners and action on every hand. So join us for another Chinese-American battle thrill. You can't miss it.